Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, film watching time, Vikings and Carolina Panthers. You know, this is Cam Newton's fifth time he will play the Minnesota Vikings. Overall, he has 7 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. But in his 2 against Mike Zimmer, 1 touchdown, 4 interceptions, and 12 sacks. Let's dissect Cam and these kiddies.
And Paul, it's funny you mentioned the different characteristics of Cam Newton, especially against his Viking defense, because you're going to see one of the things that they're doing to create a little bit of chaos with the defense is getting 2 running backs in the back end. So you line up first, you have Stewart at sidecar right next to Cam Newton. They motion McCaffrey into the backfield. So right when you get to this point, everybody's got to figure out who do they have, a very tight-knit bunch formation. And this is what they're doing out of it. A lot of options. So when the ball snapped, the quarterback's just taking a look and see what's happening over here. Normally there's a defensive end. In this case, they blitz a linebacker.
Yeah.
So he sees someone coming in and upfield, so he decides to hand that football off, which is the right thing to do. What you do see up front, though, New Orleans Saints are doing a great job of being physical. You watch these 3 defensive linemen, because they're the ones that end up having to take care of this run.
Matt Khalil
at left tackle. This right here, though, you see this guard, you see the numbers start to show. So that means he's got his guy turned, got his guy torqued. All those guys playing their gaps, and then nothing in the way. You have a body on a body here, so you should be able to get 2, 3, 4 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
They get nothing because New Orleans is so physical up front. I think that matchup, those kinds of things bode very, very well for the Viking defensive line because we're as physical as you can get. So another way, again, Stewart in the backfield along with McCaffrey. They motion him over here because they know they want to run this ball this way. Now, defensively, everybody has a responsibility. With the tight end comes up and this guy reading run, he should be the one that's going to collapse and chase and be responsible for any inside run if it's the quarterback or if they hand it off.
Yeah.
And then you have 2 bodies out here. Outside responsibility, so whoever comes out here first, and then this linebacker has anything else that comes inside. So when teams throw the option at you in the red zone, it gets a little dicey because, guys, if you don't practice it every play, if you don't really go through it, know it, every defense, every snap, what your responsibilities are, guys get confused, and then this happens.
Yep.
When you have 2 bodies inside.
But does he have to get that?
One of these 2 guys, probably this guy on the outside, if he's blitzing, it depends if he's blitzing or not, but if he is, then this linebacker needs to come over and cover for him.
Yeah.
So the point is you have 2 bodies right here, these 2 defenders looking right here at Cam Newton, and nobody's worried about the guy on the outside, which leads to something like this where a guy is a free runner wide open. Another weird kind of look, you have what they call full house backfield, tight end.
Running
McCaffrey's
back
here, though. All right, so when he's here, you know he's not going to be a lead blocker. He's a little bitty guy, and then you have Stewart at tailback.
Yeah.
But they have to max protect. This is what you see a lot out of Carolina, meaning they slide the offensive line, all go this way, everybody has a gap, and then the tight end and the running back come over here and seal on the backside. So they're trying to do whatever they can to protect Cam Newton.
So because Cam is 5th worst in the NFL against the blitz, that's why they're doing all this?
Exactly right. If you can't man things up or don't know how to scheme for everything, slide and cut or this slide protection is a very simple way.
Yeah.
But you have to keep a lot of bodies in. And one thing you'll notice about Cam Newton is when he sets his feet and can really direct the football, he's unbelievably accurate. You look at this play right here. Oof. Where he has...
Well, that's kind of a lazy throw.
The wide receiver is open because this safety's jumped this. The middle of the field's been vacated. He's looking at this crossing route. There is a big wide open area here. But if you watch how Cam Newton releases this football, his feet are not moving. He's getting lazy with his feet. He's kind of pump faking, kind of looking, and then all of a sudden late looks off and decides, look how he throws it. He throws the football with his feet together. Now, this is an amazing throw. It's almost 50 yards in the air with his feet not even set. But when he can't set his feet, when he's feeling uncomfortable in the pocket, you get this down the field inaccuracy, and that's why defenses are saying, hey, we need to blitz this guy and get him off of his game. Now, as bad as Cam Newton's throw on that last one was, when he sets his feet...
A lot of 3-man routes for Carolina.
Exactly right. And that is good. I mean, that means a linebacker. So you have a decision defensively. Do we leave these guys try to help underneath? Because you kind of waste a lot of bodies in here. You see a 4 defenders up here on 1 wide receiver.
Yeah.
You're not getting a lot of rush on Cam. But when he can set his feet, ball's delivered from the 50, and it is right on the money. They get a pass interference call on this play. But when he can set his feet and get down the field, he's unbelievably accurate. Defensively, we'll talk. Everybody knows about Luke Kuechly, and this is what makes Kuechly so good. It's not that he's so big and so fast. He's smart. He sees one, two, three receivers, but he notices this guy's going to the flat, and there's nothing coming back inside. Because if there's any one of these three decide to come underneath, then he would be the short inside defender. So he gets up to the top of his drop, and he sees right here, this guy's going to the flat, this guy's running vertical. He knows this is the area that they're trying to get to, and he undercuts this route. It's just brilliant. Undercuts, looks back, boom, catches the football. So that's just being a very, very smart defender. He widened his drop until to see if anything was coming back inside, nothing was there. This is another great play by Kuechly, right? They're in lurk, meaning they're man-to-man. Keekly's here in the middle, messing around. These two safeties make it look like two. This safety comes down underneath to help. But Kuechly sees, as soon as he sees the center and the back, when the back is on this side, usually the center is going to turn this way. But what does he see? Back and center the same way. He immediately recognizes it and then gets upfield, beats the block.
That's nice.
And then a tackle for a loss. Luke Kuechly is a very, very good football player. And defensively, he's very, very smart. Works very hard, runs the football. Offensively, it all starts and stops with Cam Newton, and that's where we've been successful, is to get pressure on Cam. He's a big guy, but he doesn't like to be hit.
Yeah.
So if you can keep him from setting his feet and delivering those accurate throws down the field, hence the interceptions.